You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? You are stuck with us for another season. And we're so grateful that you've continued to listen and to share the podcast with your friends and colleagues. This really means the world to us. And our team is officially back in the studio. And say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
And we wanted to give you a sneak peek into what you can look forward to in season three.
Now, we are super excited to let you know that we're partnering with our friends at Synopsis. And for those of you that don't read Synopsis, you should. If you're in the entertainment media business in particular, you definitely should. It's like the go-to resource for everything that's happening on a daily basis in the entertainment media business. I don't know how they write it every day, but they do. This like gigantic newsletter of all the things that are happening that are impacting the business. It's amazing. So it's kind of the lifeblood of what I do when I wake up in the morning to start my day. So what's super exciting is also with us today is Robbie Kaplow, who is the publisher of Synopsis and actually our first outside guest into the studio to date, which is a really big deal. Let's give it up.
Hey,
Robbie! Wow, thank you. I am very flattered.
Big shoes to fill here.
Non-existent shoes ever, but
I know.
But I'm going to be filling them.
Yeah, we'll call it flip-flops.
As best I can.
Why is this? So when we talked about doing this partnership, we're clearly super stoked. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Synopsis, know it well. We share a lot of our clients are in that universe. So we're super stoked about it. Why were you super stoked about this partnership?
For several reasons. The first, of course, is that we have been friends and partners with Situation for on quite a different number of projects in the past. But more importantly, our readership is very interested in jobs, hanging on to their job, excelling at their job, and of course, getting the next job. You know, we have jobs editions that come out twice a week on Wednesdays and Sundays. We do jobs every single day in all of our newsletters. And by that, I mean job listings. We know that it is a very vibrant and active part of what we offer because people will write to us and say, hey, I'm just starting a new job next Monday that I got in Synopsis. And we know that it really matters to people. What was interesting about this opportunity was the fact that it would be a way to extend what we offer to people. So it's not just about, well, here's a job that you should think about applying for, but you know, more importantly, how do you navigate difficult situations, the kind that we all deal with in our jobs every day, right? Regardless of level, things are changing so much in the media space. But to our way of thinking, work is work. And there are certain kind of trends and problems that come up, as well as ones that I think are very specific to the here and now that people really need help with navigating. So the notion of helping them do that through a podcast was really appealing to us.
And one of the things that I'm very interested and excited about is that, you know, we're going to be leaning specifically into millennials and Gen Z, which is, there's a lot of, I'll say, interesting topics that are kind of in that space. Why is that a group that you wanted to focus on? I know that was very important to Synopsis, us having a conversation, particularly in those two brackets.
It was very important to us. First of all, we know that millennials are already in the workspace and like, wow, they have really changed a lot in how business is conducted. You know, it used to be very much like, well, they'll just have to figure out what it is that the management team wants. But it's very different now. And I think that this is a demo that really is demanding to be listened to. They're really changing what goes on in the workplace every day. They've made companies much more focused on their goals just beyond the bottom line. It's a very interesting time to be in the media workforce now. So for us, we felt that it was a really good moment to talk to millennials and really help guide them in a way that they were clearly asking for information about.
Yeah. And so, you know, for me personally, I have an office of about 100 folks. And of that 100 people, roughly 70 fall into millennials or Gen Z. So it's definitely a relevant topic to me, and I love kind of diving into these, I like diving into these types of conversations. It's kind of what I do on a daily basis anyway, running the company. And Rochelle, you work with our company. You perform magic on an ongoing basis, engaging my team and my staff in a whole range of ways. that I know you know the millennials in Gen Z space. Is this something that's also relevant to a lot of the other clients that you work with?
Yeah, definitely. And something that I think is interesting about generational work anyway is that whenever there's a new generation that comes into the workforce, they fundamentally change the way that we see work, the way that we work together, and that there's this beautiful tension between how do we collide and then eventually how do we collaborate. So I think that millennials, I think, have always been a generation that creates a lot of misinterpretation in the workplace that I don't think are always understood. And Gen Z is a new population for us. And so it's thinking about how are they going to navigate and change the workplace as the way that we see it today. So I think it really is interesting for us as we work with senior leaders on how they best utilize and develop the emerging workforce of today. Yeah,
I think one thing that's interesting, kind of, you know, piggybacking on what you're talking about, is that this is a generation that is open to other perspectives and ways of looking at problems, much more so than I think the generations before, at least the ones that I've been involved with. I love that you call it a beautiful tension. I don't know if, you know, if a lot of bosses would, but I think it works.
Yeah,
I'm going to start using it. So, you know, that kind of openness and interest, I think, is so emblematic of both Gen Z and millennials. And they're really, you know, there's a lot to be gained from it. So I really do agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. These are generations that love coaching, mentoring,
yes,
counseling, support, you know, anything that helps them from the outside be better themselves as people and professionals. I think there's a great openness to that kind of support. So we hope that this is going to be something that really resonates with them. So I personally cannot wait to hear what kinds of questions come throughout the season. In that vein, this is now up to you. So please subscribe to Synopsis so that you can get the newsletters, and also go to our website, stuckpod.com, and submit a question. And I can't wait to get in there and start working on this.
Me too.
And we'll get going.
See you soon.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.